I hear what you're saying, and I follow your arguments, but you're wrong. Here's why, with Ian Wolfe, Tilly Berlin, and Catherine B. Hagg.
Dr. Stuart Brody reports that people who took high-dose, sustained-release vitamin C had sex more often. Not just any sex, but only sex that could result in pregnancy. Even stranger, this effect was stronger in people who didn't live with their partner, and in women. This was a randomised controlled trial over 2 weeks. According to Dr. Brody, ascorbic acid, vitamin C, lowers your sensitivity to stress, reduces approach anxiety, which is how anxious you are about meeting people you find attractive, improves how well your blood flows, and increases oxytocin release. Oxytocin is the cuddle and bonding chemical released during intimacy. All of these may contribute to making penile-vaginal intercourse, or PVI, happen more often. Dr. Brody suggests that the reason PVI sexual frequency went up, and not any other form of sexual activity, is due to evolution. Behaviour that improves the chances of reproduction are favoured over behaviour that's just fun. Dr. Brody's 2006 research has shown that the prolactin hormone that contributes most to making you feel sexually satisfied is 4 times higher from penile-vaginal sex than from any other form of sexual activity. Our brains are more rewarded, and in fact our physical and psychological health is better the more PVI we have, says Dr. Brody. Subjects in the study kept a daily diary of all their sexual behaviour. They also answered questions on the psychology gold standard, Beck Depression Inventory, and scored a better mood. People taking the vitamin C who lived with their partner actually had a slight reduction in how often they had sex. Dr. Brody suggests that there is a different system in the brain for going out and seeking a sexual partner, as opposed to finding yourself becoming aroused and having sex with your partner at home. It's hard to explain his results any other way. You may wonder, as I did, what inspired this research? The work is sponsored by the pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline, which, although they make delayed-release vitamin C, doesn't explain how he knew to look for a brain system of going out and finding a sexual partner. However, when I looked into his other research, it started making a kind of sense. The jargon has changed over the years from FSI, for full sexual intercourse, to PVI, for penile-vaginal intercourse, but the work is very thorough and consistent. Dr. Stuart Brody is a professor of psychology at the University of Paisley, Scotland. He's also worked at the University of Tübingen, Germany. He's originally from New York City, and he's the author of over 100 scholarly medical publications. He's done research into AIDS in Africa, and he's been outspoken about the politics of AIDS research funding and policy. Dr. Brody started this path by researching the effect of high-dose, 3 grams, sustained-release vitamin C in reducing the effects of stress and lowering blood pressure in 2002. Acute psychological stress was induced from public speaking and being asked to perform mental arithmetic. It scares me. Later that year came this report. High-dose ascorbic acid increases intercourse frequency and improves mood. A randomised controlled clinical trial. You can see a logical progression here, from vitamin C and stress to vitamin C and sex. In 2003, he released a report showing that women's concentration and emotional communication were better the more often they had sex. In the paper titled, Alexithymia is inversely associated with women's frequency of vaginal intercourse. Dr. Gordon Gallup suggests that brain chemicals in semen may also be helping here. Epinephrine, vasopressin and oxytocin are all found in semen, and supplements are known to help learning and memory. Dr. Gallup's research in 2002 found that women who had unprotected sex were more decisive and had better powers of concentration. At the end of 2003, Dr. Brody published the paper Vaginal Intercourse Frequency and Heart Rate Variability, which, as you may start to guess, showed that more vaginal sex is good for the heart. In 2004, he reported slimness is associated with greater intercourse and lesser masturbation frequency. Yes, people who have sex more often are slimmer, and specifically only the kind of sex that might make babies, PVI. Are you starting to see a theme? In February 2006, Dr. Brody released his findings that PVI results in feeling less stress as measured by lower blood pressure during public speaking and other psychologically stressful experiences. In March, he published the report showing PVI is 4 times more satisfying than masturbation, as recorded in objective levels of the brain hormone prolactin released after orgasm. Dr. Brody has produced an amazing body of work. Vitamin C reduces stress. Vitamin C makes you more likely to go and find a sexual partner and makes you a little happier. Sex that could get you pregnant is good for the heart, makes you slimmer, helps women concentrate better, is four times more satisfying than masturbation, and has stress-reducing effects that are good for a week. While, if you're single, you might consider buying that attractive stranger a drink from the juice bar, maybe it has a whole 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C and maybe it doesn't. However, if you live with your partner, you might want to keep them away from high doses.
And that was Ian Wolfe exploring the research of Dr. Stuart Brody into health and PVI sexuality. And can I just say, I have so many problems with so much of that. Ian, can we have a little bit of a group discussion?
What would you like to ask?
Well, why is it that you want to keep your partner away from vitamin C? I thought it was all great for everything to do with sex and happiness.
Dr. Brody's study found that people who lived with their sexual partner actually had a tiny bit less sexual activity than people who didn't live with their sexual partner. So he suggests that there's a different mechanism in the brain for having sex with the partner you live with and going out and finding sex. So he suggests that you're more likely to have sex with a novel partner if you have sustained release high-dose vitamin C.
What I'm curious about, and I'm sure the rest of the people listening are, is how many glasses of OJ do you actually need to have these PVI effect?
Well, to get 3 grams... Mm-hmm. Which is what Dr. Brody was talking about, it would take 30 glasses of orange juice because there's only 100 milligrams of vitamin C in a full glass of orange juice. And that's a lot of orange juice.
Are we talking daily juice? Are we talking those serious orange juices?
We're talking serious unprocessed.
Orange farmers Australia-wide are wiping their brows and smiling.
But, of course, this is like any other sort of drinking. If you do too much, you're going to be running off to the loo. Apparently, Dr. Linus Pauling, who was a big advocate of vitamin C in the past, found that at really, really high doses, you have problems with diarrhoea. So
if people are getting diarrhoea, they're not getting lucky.
No.
You can hear more of Tilly Berlin and Catherine Vehag on Diffusion Science Radio at feeds.feedburner.com/diffusionradio. And you can email me at iwoolf@hereswhy.tk.